Two of the greatest verses in the Bible are found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Here we read that it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We realize from this verse and these key words, grace and saved and faith and gift, that our salvation hinges entirely in the work of God and the love of God that he showed to us through Jesus Christ. Nothing that we've done contributes to our salvation. We understand that from Scripture very clearly. Nothing that we have done will help us to earn heaven. It's earned for us. It's purchased for us through Jesus Christ and his death, the sacrificial death on the cross. And this was a gift of grace, God showing his grace to us, his undeserved favor, something that we could never earn, something that we don't deserve, but God loves us so much that he sent Jesus for us. And it says that our response then is one of faith. We put our faith in Jesus Christ. We say, I believe that Jesus died for me, and therefore I'm going to depend on him to be the one who saves me. And so we are saved by grace through faith. That idea of being saved means to be delivered from a place of dire danger to a place of safety and security. And this is what we find in Jesus Christ. We are delivered from our sins into a place of being accepted into his eternal kingdom. And we look forward to that future day in heaven. Even now, though, we know that that salvation works in us. God is at work within us to make us into the kind of people that really honor him. And so there's a transformational work of God's grace as well. So with all these things wrapped up into one, it's by grace you have been saved through faith, this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is something that is done not by our own works, but by his gracious gift. And because we have that gift, we can, as it were, give the gift that keeps on giving. We can share that love of Jesus Christ with others. And I trust that we're doing that. Thank you for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.